Hey, Relevant Leaders, welcome to the first Relevant Leader Monthly. You're going to be getting these every single month in your email. And the whole reason we're starting to do these Relevant Leader Monthlies is because of something you know that we say all the time, that Jesus is the hope of the world, his local church is his agents of hope, and great leaders are the hope of the church, which means you are the hope of our church. So the purpose of these Relevant Leader Monthlies is just to do everything we can to help equip you, to help equip me, to help equip us to be leaders who are highly effective influencers, which is so important because we are the hope of our church. So to launch these off, I'm super excited to have Bo Shears here. Bo is my mentor, been a mentor of mine for 18 years, met when I was 23. Bo, you believed in me when I didn't believe in myself. You changed my life. I honestly would not be here without you.
Oh, thanks, bro.
So I just want to say thank you. Yeah, thanks, man, for continuing
great,
to mentor me.
Great being here. God's good.
Bo, just so you know, he's an author. He has led multiple ministries, organizations. Currently, he's the president of Lead 222, which is an organization that coaches student ministry pastors to lead healthy lives, healthy families, healthy ministries. And Bo, our goal at Relevant, and you know this, came from you with me, is our goal at Relevant is not to have perfect leaders, to produce perfect leaders, because that's just not possible.
Yeah.
Our goal is really to have leaders who are highly effective influencers. And how we define a person who's a highly effective influencer is by four elements. One, people want to follow you as a person. Second is people want to go there, wherever the there is that you're leading, toward that purpose, that mission, that goal, that vision. Three, people are actually getting to that, like, because you're not a highly effective influencer if people aren't getting to where you're leading. And then fourth, that as a highly effective influencer, other leaders are being equipped and reproduced.
Yeah.
Now, here's the deal. Bo, I know it's weird to say, and you know, you're extremely humble, but you are one of the most highly effective influencers I know I've ever met. You're one of the best leaders I've ever met. I'm grateful to have you as a mentor in my life. I've seen all those four things in you. I want to follow you. I used to work for you, and where you were leading, I wanted to go. I was actually getting there. You've equipped and produced so many other leaders, I am one of them. We believe that every leader can become a highly effective influencer. And I know you believe it as well. So, Dave, I just want to ask you some questions around those four elements that may help give our team and group leaders a next step toward becoming a highly effective influencer. That's really the whole thing, just trying to give one next step.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
So here's my first question to you. What is one piece of advice you would give every leader to become a highly effective influencer whom people want to follow? You can't be a highly effective influencer, people don't want to follow you. So what's one piece of advice you give to be every leader to become a leader whom people want to follow?
You know, Ronnie, there's a lot to say there, but to make it and try to be as clear as possible, I really think it has to start with integrity. I really do.
Yeah.
I mean, people are looking at you and they want to make sure that you're the man or woman you say you are.
Yeah.
I mean, and so obviously integrity is going to allow that person to trust you because they're saying, hey, you're living it. And so I think integrity is huge. And now right with integrity, in order to, the ones of you are listening, how do you show that? It comes through transparency.
Yeah.
I mean, so you've got to be a transparent leader in the sense of I have integrity, and this is what's happening, being real. People are looking for what's being real. And then along with, you've got to be competent. I mean,
yeah.
You know, so I'm saying, but when you see that mixture, man, I see, man, you're a man of God.
Yeah.
I see, man, you're not afraid to tell the truth, which you are. For real, you really are good
right.
at that, Ronnie.
Oh,
you have always been that way.
Yeah.
And then in the idea of being that person, you know what you're doing, right?
Right.
I mean, you've done the work. And
yeah.
So I think that those three help. It could be many more.
Yeah. Do you, when you say integrity, because obviously, how would you define that? Just for, how would you define that?
The one phrase that I think is a good one to use again is, being who you are when no one's looking.
Yeah.
And that's a good thing.
Yep.
And so it's like when the camera's off and all that, or when no one's looking, how are you treating your kids, your wife, the
for
husbands,
sure.
all that.
Yep.
But really when you're by yourself, where's your mind go? What are you doing? Who are you really?
Yep.
And doing the work.
For sure.
Doing the work.
Yeah. And I love what you said there, about being a leader that people want to follow, someone that people want to follow, is it's not about being perfect. Integrity is not about being perfect. No. It's about being who you are when no one's watching, the same person, but having the authenticity to just be real about. Be real. Like, so it's not hiding who you are. And because if we hide who we are, no one's going to want to follow us.
That's right.
Man, I love that. It's awesome, awesome piece of advice. So here's my second question for you. And it's around the second element of being a highly effective influencer. What is one piece of advice you'd give every leader to become a highly effective influencer who makes people want to go there?
Yeah.
Toward where they're leading, to that mission, that purpose, that goal, that initiative. Yeah. Like, what advice would you give for people to go, leaders to go, going to help make people want to go to where they're leading?
I'm really clear on this one. And, you know, that is vision and passion.
Vision and passion.
Yeah. And what I mean by that, you know, Ryan, we've had a chance, you know, obviously here at Relevant Now, it's so awesome. But you know, for people that are following you, they got to know where you're taking them. And they have every right to ask.
Yeah.
You know, for real. Like, hey, bro, where are we going?
Right.
You know, first of all, okay, you built some integrity with me. I'm saying you're a man of integrity. Now you're saying, hey, man, here's what we're doing. It's like, okay, well, show me that. Where are we going? And so it starts with a very clear way to articulate that vision. So whatever teams you're working on, you got to be clear. Hey, here's where we're going. And then eventually we're going to show you how to get there. It's gonna, you know, it's another process. But it starts with vision. And when you say it, you don't have to be an upfront, you know, outside introvert, you know, extrovert. You've got to have passion and believe it all.
Yeah.
You do. You got to be able to communicate it to me clearly.
Yeah. I know a lot of, you know, group leaders or team leaders maybe listen and go, I'm not a vision caster. I don't even know, like, vision of what? Like, I'm just trying to, like, help us, like, go to achieve our thing here. I'm trying to lead my group and loving Jesus more. Like, when you think of vision, like, really, what is vision? Mm-hmm. When you say, man, for people to want to go there for that purpose initiative, you're going to need to have some vision.
Okay, I'm going to tell you a quick story. Okay. I remember this clearly. I took a group of guys trying to share some vision with them, and we were going to go, I wrote about this, we were going to go to sailboat.
Yeah.
And so we were going there, we actually went to Bahamas, and so we were going, but when we got to the dock, they stopped and showed us how to tie knots, and it was a lot of instruction. And really, we were there, like, we just want to go and have some fun. But this guy was sharp, and this is how he cast vision. He all of a sudden said, okay, hold on. Let me show you where we're going. So he started painting the picture of the island.
Yep.
Here was the point. He goes, let me tell you, when we get there, the beach of sand is wonderful. We're going to see, you know, fish you've never seen before and on. But what that did for you that say you're not a vision guy, you just articulate, here's what this is.
I love it.
And as Christ followers, look, if we're working with kids, you know, we're going to show you what we're doing matters. The vision of this is making sure those young students, leaders, whatever, know that Jesus loves them. And then you guys do such a good word at articulating the words, but it's not something on the plaque. I communicate with passion.
Yep.
So I can say, you know, well, that guy really believes that.
Yep.
And I want to go there. I want to go to there.
Yep.
And if that's clear.
I love it. And so what I just want to just encourage you guys as team leaders, group leaders, ministry leaders with what Bo is saying, I think it's so good, is vision is, it's not this grand big thing. Like, not all of us are vision casters.
Yeah.
But it's painting a better picture of the future, a more preferred future.
Right.
And so even with the people you're leading in your T-Life group, like, what's going to make you a highly effective influence in their life, or the students you're leading in your YU group or Rooted group or Relevant Kids group, is going, here's where I believe that God can have you.
Yeah.
Like, here's where, and those leading team, here's, imagine if this happened.
Yeah.
And trying to, and getting people a better picture of the, or a better preferred picture of a preferred future, man, it inspires people to want to go there, because sometimes going there spiritually, on your team and that goal, it's a lot of hard work.
Oh, sure.
And so it's that, I love it, with the passion and vision over and over. Man, so I love it. First thing, integrity. Second thing, vision.
And passion.
Gotta have passion,
And it doesn't have to be a cheerleader passion, but it's gotta be from your heart.
Yeah, it's not like you get up and rah, right? But you're not passionate about it.
Yeah.
Like, who cares?
Who cares?
Yeah. So, Bo, I want to keep this short. And so, if you don't mind, I'm going to have you back next month. I'm going to ask you two more questions.
Let's
about those final
That's
two.
Good.
So,
Absolutely.
Hey, you hear us say it all the time. You're the hope of our church. So, leaders, go be the leader you are today. God bless you guys.